To say that you care without showing how you care eliminates both from the realm of belief and reliance. For decades, Democrats have professed to be not just the party of, but the saviors of those who in America who feel mistreated and denied what they believe is rightfully theirs. The actions taken to answer those concerns have been far more of an entrapment of people rather than an empowerment. My next guest is a former Obama supporter who, as a black woman, woke to the realization that something was really wrong and somebody needed to speak out, and that she certainly has. Her latest call to reality is her new book, Con Job, How Democrats Gave Us Crime, Sanctuary Cities, Abortion Profiteering, and Racial Division. She is also a political contributor for Fox News, CNN, PBS, New York Times, many other outlets. We say good morning to Crystal Wright. Good morning, Crystal.
Hey, good morning.
And her website, conservativeblackchick.com, which has a website domain that pretty much nails everything right there, but there's a lot more than that. And, well, let's just start with a little foundation before we get into some details here. As I mentioned, you were a 2008 Obama supporter. Why then and why not now?
I was still a registered Republican in 2008, and I've been a registered Republican since 2002 in the District of Columbia. Before that, I was unparty affiliated, and I wouldn't say it was a wholehearted vote for Obama. It was more I was disenchanted with the McCain-Palin ticket, particularly Sarah Palin as his vice presidential choice. And I do admire what Sarah Palin is doing now, but I guess that I ended up voting for Obama in 2008, out of apathy, I would say, for McCain. So then in 2009, I got very angry when I started seeing his agenda, particularly when he gave a speech to the Muslim world as his first foreign policy speech in Cairo. I thought, uh-oh, Americans in trouble. This guy's an apologist for America, not a defender of her ideals.
And when you look at the Democratic Party as a whole, and let's go with the welfare state, for example, which to me, it parallels almost what the private adoption industry does. For the private adoption industry, the person who owns that adoption center, they need product, in that case, babies and children, to get the money from the state and keep the ball rolling, and they can sit back and make the process as difficult and as much of an entrapment as possible.
Right.
Is that what Democrats do with the welfare programs now?
Well, what Democrats are doing with the welfare program is they've got blacks addicted to all things bad for them, like a drug dealer gets junkies hooked on smack. So the smack, in this case, is welfare policies and the politics of low expectations. That's what Democrats are peddling to blacks, and blacks are gobbling it up like their cup of salvation. This is what I write about in Con Job. I mean, because think about it, folks. If Democrats really wanted to solve the problem of black poverty, of black crime, of black education rates, wouldn't they have done so in 50-plus years since 1964 and LBJ passed the Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act in 65 after that, and the Great Society? No, because the votes, the way Hillary Clinton has, 9 out of 10 every black voter supporting her is what I read recently, is because she keeps blacks hooked on this bait of, oh, we're going to make things better. Just give me 4 more years. Well, things aren't getting better for blacks.
So Crystal Wright and her book, Con Job, How Democrats Gave Us Crime, Sanctuary Cities, Abortion, Profiteering, and Racial Division, conservativeblackchick.com is her website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, obviously, when a cop, a white cop, shoots a black youth, child, young adult, that's going to make news. And truth be told, we don't get the whole story because, some people, like it or not, the court system gets all the details before the people do. So a lot of these cases we hear about are to be determined, as they say. But that seems to go to the front of the line. Now, if you look in Chicago, as well as New York, Los Angeles, and many other places, black-on-black crime, can't talk about that because then you're attacking.
You're exposing a problem, and then blacks won't vote for Democrats in these black-dominated cities like D.C. and Baltimore, where the crime and the homicides rates are more than double. I mean, in Baltimore right now, they're experiencing the worst level of crime they have in 30 years. And you know what happens in a predominantly black city like Baltimore, what that means? It's black people getting killed. But if Democrats talk about that, black people will start waking up. And if their allies, the liberal media, starts talking about that last year 500 people were murdered in Chicago, Obama's hometown, and he didn't give one press conference about that, then black America is going to start waking up and say, hey, wait a minute. I don't think our Black Lives Matter to Democrats, but that if they can hold what the reason why they don't report on any of this stuff, and they try to capitalize on, oh, it's the white man trying to murder you, is because black votes matter. And when they keep pushing a false narrative to black people keep coming back and voting for, you know, ignorance, voting out of ignorance. And I almost wonder now if black people have resigned themselves to the fact of, we're just going to be ignorant and poor. We're happy being ignorant, poor, dumb, and criminalized for the Democrat, you know, and voting for the Democrat Party, because that's essentially what we're doing.
And that sort of ties in, too, with this mantra of the $15 minimum wage, which for most businesses, from even a business of 50 or more, is an economic and capitalistic just unreal for businesses to maintain job growth with that mandate. But it sounds like the idea being the carrot on the stick is, well, what is supposed to be by design a starting position, not a career position.
Right.
The Democrats want to make it sound like, well, that's the best you're going to get, so we're going to give you the most we can get for you in that position.
Right. I mean, so what I write about in the book, the whole minimum wage thing is just absurd for two reasons. So now Democrats want to, and I write about this in the book, Con Jobs. So Democrats want to get behind raising the minimum wage on the state level. States are doing it on their own. You have locales like D.C. doing it, districts, I should say, because we're not a state. And then you have, of course, members of Congress, Democrats in Congress. We've got to raise the minimum wage. What good does that do when they're going to allow illegal immigrants, illegal aliens to come in this country by the thousands and work below the minimum wage under the table 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? So what good does that do on that front? Second, what good does it do when you have welfare policies in the District of Columbia and Baltimore that pay welfare recipients more than twice the minimum wage on average? In my book, D.C. and Maryland, more than twice the minimum wage, they're paying welfare recipients in total aid. So there's no incentive to work, even for a minimum wage job, right?
That was like they did a study for New York. In New York City, if you qualified for every program that was available through the social services, that would equate with a $21 an hour job, and you wouldn't even have to leave the house.
Right. Well, that's what's happening. So it's the politics of destruction. That's what the Democrats stand for. And the war on women begins and ends with Democrats and their obsession with abortion. And I talk in detail about that, the profits that the Democrat Party and liberals have made off peddling abortion, which harms women and kills their babies. Planned Parenthood in 2013, between 2013 and 2014, made a total of over $1 billion in revenue. 40% of that came from taxpayers' wallets.
And by the
and it includes abortion, guys.
And by their own report, which that's the dirty little secret, when you get federal funds, you have to pony up the details of what you do with that money by Planned Parenthood.
Right. It's in their annual report.
Their own report, the majority of their activity isn't adoption, isn't counseling, isn't health screenings, it's abortion.
Because when you go into a Planned Parenthood clinic, as we saw with the Center for Medical Progress, and I don't know how a judge slaps criminal charges against journalists exposing the reprehensible behavior from abortion providers going on the record trying to get the highest bounty for baby parts.
Well, I'm still working on trying to confirm this, but someone has told me that that grand jury did not even consider the charges against Planned Parenthood. They went right to going after the accusers rather than the accused.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's just
wrapping up our time with
it's outlandish.
Crystal Wright with Con Job, how Democrats gave us crime, sanctuary cities, abortion profiteering, racial division. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Crystal's website is conservativeblackcheck.com. Just to wrap up, because people want to throw around on the conservative side, if they disagree with you, you're a Nazi, which basically just lessens the true horrors of what Hitler perpetrated on the Jews in the world. When the term racist is thrown around as casually as it does, how much damage does that do to the population who was truly in history, and there are parts that cannot be denied, true victims of racism, when it's just the term is now thrown around as casually as a pronoun nowadays?
Well, racism is meaningless now, and when people really experience true racism, which I write about in the appendix of my book, the last chapter, my parents' own personal experience with racism, it doesn't mean anything because you have people like Al Sharpton and everybody else going around saying that everybody's a racist. You're a racist. You're a racist. So, yeah.
It becomes a matter of, do you want to hear the truth, understand the truth, and make things better as a catalyst from the truth? And what Crystal provides you with Con Job, how Democrats gave us crime, sanctuary cities, abortion, profiteering, racial division, is really the truth. And when you take the time to read it, absorb it, you'll realize that what is said versus what is perpetrated by those who are saying it, two very different pictures. The latter being a lot more damaging than the first one sounds as being a positive. ConservativeBlackCheck.com. Con Job, Crystal Wright, thanks so much for providing the truth and for being here this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it.